in 35 years of ideas and over 14,000 young people who have thought of something that they can do, I've never heard of a moose mush before, but I have now, and I'm looking forward to doing it. I'm talking with Kyle Foster, who was the runner-up, second-place winner in the Caring for the Kenai competition this year, sponsored by Marathon and our community partners. And Kyle, what is a moose mush?
The moose mush is a just awareness thing that... Okay, it's just an awareness thing. It raises awareness for invasive insects.
Okay, so the problem is we've got invasive insects. Now, the moose mush is going to be a bike competition?
Both fat tire bike, 5K, and 5K cross-country skiing.
And where's that going to be held?
Slycock Trail, Centennial Loop, Salteshi.
Have you picked any dates that you're going to do that yet, Kyle?
I've picked possible dates that could happen, like before Christmas, December area, January.
So your idea is you're going to take the proceeds from the moose mush, from this fat tire trail thing, and go after some insects that are invading the place?
Of course.
How many insects do we have that are invasive species here these days?
We have so many, probably. We got, like, the amber-marked birch leaf miner, forest tent caterpillar, spruce bark beetle, and there's definitely more out there.
Sounds like you did a lot of research.
Yeah.
And mosquitoes. Can we get rid of the mosquitoes?
Those things have got to be invasive from everywhere.
Kyle, I want to be part of the moose mush. I want to ride in that race. I'll be looking forward to it. You stay in touch. And this year's top-notch winner, $2,000 for doing her homework assignment, is Hannah Leatherman. Where are you from, Hannah?
I'm from Seward, Alaska.
Seward, Alaska. I think this is the first time we have had a winner from Seward, Alaska.
Yeah, the last time that somebody was a finalist was Lucy Bamford, and she got fifth place. And then we've had somebody from 2019, their group got second place.
But you won the whole thing. You're on top of the heap. How does that make you feel?
I'm in shock. I was like sitting there, I'm like, come on, one more. And then it kept going. And then I was like, wait, there's only one spot left.
And that's you.
And that's me.
Tell our listeners what your idea was.
So my idea was a thermal asphalt mix that would prevent ice formation and would also eliminate the having to use salt brine, which pollutes the road as well.
Well, we've had a lot of complaints about that salt brine. The DOT has been paying attention. We've had a community actually uprising to get that off of the roads. And how would this work to replace salt brine?
So the nanoplatelets, what they do is they have their own heating additives. So they'll release heat into the asphalt, which will not only melt black ice from the core, but instead it will, you know, like I said, eliminate having to use the salt brine.
And how are you going to get the DOT to pay attention or to actually get that on the roads to replace the salt brine?
Well, I'm hoping by winning this, this will at least check some more attention to the problem, and hopefully over time we will be able to get to that point where DOT is finally acknowledging it and trying to do something about it actively.
I'll put you together with some people who will be right by your side and want to see this happening. Are you going to start a website maybe where you can start organizing the folks who would like to see this happen?
I feel like that would be a really good idea, and I do actually take a web programming class, so I could definitely pull that off.
Hannah, congratulations. We'll see you at the awards banquet. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to our educators who stimulate these kids and inspire them to become successful. Our latest winner, Heather Leatherman from Seward, Alaska. And I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that CFK winning sound of KSRM.